Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you have just joined me, welcome to Radio Islam International. Welcome to the program Family Health Matters. I'm your sister Zenith, and with me in the studio today we have two important guests. We have Sister Cynthia Nyati, and she is the health promoter at the Civic Center here in the Civic Center Clinic in Linasia. And we also have Sister Sambu Banda, who is her manager, and both of them are here today to talk a little about breast cancer awareness. There's some events that will be taking place at the clinic. They'll be sharing some information with regards to that also. And then there's also an open day going to be taking place. So there's quite a bit of information that I would like to share with us today, just so that our listeners out there are aware of these important things happening during this month of breast cancer awareness. And it's in the Linasia area. So I think our listeners should really listen carefully today. So thank you so much, Sister Sambu, as well as Sister Cynthia. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's start off. You know, time runs when you sit in the studio. Before you know it, it's time to for the next guest to come on. So please tell us a little about, you know, just cancer, basically. What is cancer?
Thanks to Radio Islam. I'm Sister Sambu Banda from Linasia Health Center to give us this opportunity to invite our community into our awareness campaign of breast cancer. Cancer is it's a growing of abnormal cells in the body. This can happen anywhere in the body. It can affect any part of the body. But now we'll be concentrating on breast cancer on our awareness day, which will take place on the 25th of October at Linasia Health Civic Center. So what is happening when a person is having a breast cancer? There is a malignant tumor that starts growing in the breast. It can spread to other surrounding areas, or it can spread to other areas in the body. This happens when these abnormal cells divide in an uncontrollable manner, forming mass and extra tissue, also known as a tumor. So most of the time, it is believed that there are women that are affected by this, but even men do nowadays, that they may have this cancer cell.
Mm-hmm. So it's not only a woman's disease, it's men can also actually get breast cancer.
Definitely,
yes.
They can.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So,
yes, please tell
breast cancer often manifests itself as a lump in the breast. But not all lumps we know that are cancerous. Some of the lumps are benign. Breast lumps and cysts are fairly common, and many women experience this before the onset of their menstrual period. But there is a brief explanation that I can give you when we are discussing this. Because when we are starting to have a cancer, a person can have a carcinoma, which is a cancer that starts in the lining layer of the breast. This can be a ductal carcinoma or lobular carcinoma. And then there is adenocarcinoma that grows in the glandular tissue of the breast. And then there is a this stage called carcinoma in situ. This means that is an early stage of cancer which has not spread beyond the ducts, but it has already invaded the other breast. And then we do have invasive carcinomas. This carcinoma has grown beyond the layer of cells where they have started.
Mm. So basically there's different breast cancers,
yes.
Different ones.
Mm.
It's either in the layers or the upper layers, or possibly inside.
Yes.
You know, it's in the different layers of the breast.
Different layers of the breast.
So then, of course, you know, it's important for self-breast examination to take place all the time. So, tell us more about the importance of it. Why is it so important for us to every month, you know, check our breasts, do a self-breast examination?
The importance of that is that we will be able to detect cancer very early.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I've spoken about the tumors that we have this glandular tissue. So towards your period, it will be very important to do a self-examination with your other hand whilst lying down, so that you can circle around your breast in order to find these nodules that could be there. Because if that nodule is hard, it means there is something. We all know that cancer is not painful all the time. Once it starts to have pain, it means it has it is starting to be invasive. So because of that, it is important for a woman every month to check her breast. So as we'll be having this awareness at the clinic, we'll be able to test all women who will be coming to our function for this breast cancer.
So it's sometimes a little confusing, I think, you know, but, you know, does it get easier as you go along testing your breast? Because sometimes, you know, you feel things that you don't even think, sometimes it's in your mind. I think when you feel, I think, you know, there's so much of breast cancer going around these days. You hear of every second person being diagnosed with cancer, or at least breast cancer. So, you know, these things are playing in your mind all the time, and you sit and you do your examinations, but you're always wondering, you know, am I feeling something? Is this something? You know, is it a bit confusing?
It does. That's why it is important, if you find anything that is abnormal, to consult your doctor or your clinic so that they can confirm and do some investigation, so that you can be sure of what is going on with your health.
Okay. So will you be having this at your clinics? Can women come into the clinic to have themselves checked up?
Yes, they can come to the clinic even on daily basis, because we also screen for cervical cancer, because it's also one common cancer that affects women. So as we do the cervical cancer, we also do the breast examination screening for cancer.
Okay, and you even teach, I'm sure there's people that, you know, much as we think we know how to do it, there's still people that really are not, you know, not very sure whether we're doing the examination correctly. So do you at the clinic actually show patients how to check their own breasts?
Exactly, yes. Is what we do, because as we are examining, we are teaching the patient how to examine herself at her own space almost every month, so that it could be detected early.
Okay. Now, there's going to be a lot of events taking place at the clinic, at your clinic. Can you tell us a little about it? And then, of course, also the open day, you mentioned it earlier that it's on the 25th of October. Yes. But just give us a little more detail with regards to this.
It is going to take place on the 25th of September. There are There are activities that are going to take place, because as we are having meetings with the stakeholders, there will be different stakeholders that will be at the clinic. And at the same time, we'll be screening all other non-communicable diseases like hypertension, diabetes, prostate cancer, as well as testing for HIV and AIDS at the clinic. So it will start at 9 o'clock up to 1 o'clock.
Okay.
So we invite all to come.
So everybody is welcome to
everybody
come. All women
is welcome. Yes. All women.
Okay, and that's the open day. Is that happening on the open
day?
And any other events taking place in this month with regards to breast cancer?
Not that I know of, except in our clinic.
Okay. And I'm sure if there's anything, you know, happening there, you will inform the public about it.
Yes, there is a, we are going out to market and inform the community by having meetings with stakeholders, so that they can communicate the message to their community.
Okay. Cynthia, any message from you for our listeners out there?
I think Sister said it all. The only thing that I can emphasize is we are informing people about this event. May lens people come and attend this event. It's very important. Very, very important.
Of course. And yes, it's so important for and it's, you know, everybody should go out there and support the initiatives, of course. It's so important for us as women to be there, present there, and to have all these things done. And it's done, you know, free, I'm sure. It's you're not going to pay anything. So please, it's for our listeners, all our listeners out in Lanesia, and I'm sure surrounding areas too. Can they come in too, or is it just for the Lanesia area?
Yes.
They are welcomed, because we have invited even the Cancer Association of Lands and the Pink Drive. They will be helping us in terms of screening and examinations.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in to share all that information with us and our listeners. If anybody is interested, can they contact the clinic?
Yes.
Do you have the contact number?
Yes. It's specifically, they will have to contact me. It's 082-552-6134.
Yes. So they can contact you, Sister Banda, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if anybody is interested to find out more about these events taking place or even about the open day, then the number to dial is 082-552-6134, and please speak to Sister Banda. She'll be able to give you more information with regards to that. Well, thank you very much for coming in. I certainly do appreciate it. And thank you. I'm sure our listeners will certainly benefit from that. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Well, listeners, we're going to take a short break, and when we return, we have Sister Nasima with us in the studio as well. She's a health and wellness coach, and today we're discussing the importance of fiber and protein. So stay with us. We'll be back in a few moments. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Family Health Matters. I am your host, Sister Zainat. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Joining me in the studio now is Sister Nasima Lahir, our health and wellness coach. Today, alhamdulillah, we're talking about a very, very important topic, and that's the importance of fiber and protein. Assalamu alaikum, Nasima. Jazakallah khair for joining us today.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah, Sister Zinat, for inviting me again to make a difference to the community. Alhamdulillah, I must say from the past few programs, a lot of people have called. Just putting people's doubts at ease and putting them to rest, I think that's my purpose every single day. Allowing me to make a difference to the community, shukran for that. I really do appreciate it.
Okay, now I do believe that fiber and protein is something very near and dear to your heart. You like to talk about it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I have enough time to speak about it.
Unfortunately not. I'm sure we'll have to do another part.
You're going to have to do another one. Okay, let's start with the first one. That's protein.
Okay,
right?
So what is it? What? You know, we talk about protein all the time, but I'm sure many people aren't. Well, some know, of course, what it is, but many people are not quite sure of what exactly we talk about when we talk about protein. So what is protein, and what does it actually do for you?
Okay, so protein, assalamu alaikum to all the listeners of Radio Islam again on this Wednesday afternoon. And okay, protein, let's start off. Where do we start? The word protein comes from the word protos, meaning first. It's the first nutrient that your body needs for your body to function properly, right? What is protein? So how is protein made up of? Protein is made up of amino acids, right? So you have like 21 amino acids, and most important, you know, it's difficult to explain, but I'm going to try and put it in, like, take for example the letters of the alphabet. The number of the letters of the alphabet, we need the whole alphabet, but not every letter is used in every word, right? But we need the full letters of the alphabet. The same thing with the amino acids. Amino acids chain up together, but under the umbrella of protein, basically. So how do we get, what does it do? Protein, what is the largest, let's start off with the largest organ in our body. The largest organ in our body is the skin, right?
Okay.
Largest organ in our body is skin. Most important, protein. Protein is so important. Protein is needed for skin. Protein is needed for hair. Protein is needed for nails. Protein is needed for bones. Does your body store protein? Your body doesn't store protein. Your protein needs to be taken at required amounts all the time. So, and the quality of protein is also so important. So a lot of times when people start using protein, most important at breakfast being the most important meal of the day, a lot of us, like before I came here, I met a client who said to me that they do fiber for breakfast, for example. Protein is the first nutrient that your body needs. Imagine in the morning when you get up, you start your car, right, without petrol, right? And you're putting water inside and you're putting everything else, but if there's no petrol, you're actually damaging the engine of your car. Same way, when you get up in the morning and you don't add protein, protos, the first nutrient that your body needs, how is your body going to function properly? So as we go in the day, you'll see mostly people by about 10, 11 o'clock, half of them are drained at work. Half of them are irritable. They don't have the energy to perform. Why? Because the most important nutrient of the day, which was supposed to be taken at breakfast, has not been taken in. A lot of people that start our protein-based programs, the first thing after 3 or 4 days, I will call them and I'll say, how are you doing? How are you feeling? I'm feeling so good. I have so much of energy. I'm feeling so great. But my skin is glowing. And your skin is glowing too, Abba.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So the benefits, and you hear people, why? Because the minute you start feeding your body what your body requires, your body starts accepting it, and it starts reciprocating. It starts working in and giving off what it needs to give off. So yes, protein is very, very important. Now, in our society, the norm, the smallest protein-based meal is your breakfast. That's the norm. The largest protein-based meal is your supper.
Yes, that's what we normally do.
That's what we normally do. A lot of things where you look at, for example, sportsmen that do, they require a high amount of protein, even the weightlifters, the people that are gymming, things like, and then you find people doing 7 egg yolks and 8 egg yolks, and they need to build muscle. And you must remember, your body cannot digest or break up more than 25 to 30 grams of protein per meal. So, for example, an egg is 6 grams of protein. If you're doing 8 egg yolks, 46 eighths are 48, for example, what's happening to that protein? It's all getting flushed out. So what we try...
So your body isn't absorbing the protein.
Body doesn't. Mm-hmm. Your body doesn't. Not more than 25 grams of protein per meal.
So that's the only amount that you're supposed to be having.
Yes, more or less. So that's why we work out a program where 5 meals a day, and distribute your protein throughout the day. And your protein requirement is not the same as my protein requirement. But the rule of thumb, basically, you find people, normal people like us, very little activity. Some people exercise more, some people don't. But approximately 1 gram per 1 kilogram of body weight.
Oh, that's a lot of mathematics for me.
So say, I'm going to give you an example. So if you are weighing, for example, 90 kilos, I'm just saying, right? 90 kilos, you need about 90 grams of protein per day. Approximately 90 grams of protein. How do you take in that protein? You need to divide that protein within your 5 meals a day. Obviously, your snacks is a bit less. And science has shown that if you do not do a protein supplement, you're not getting the amount of protein in its required nutritional form within that day. For example, a chicken fillet, a piece of chicken fillet is like 28 grams of protein, palm size, right? If you look at an egg, it's 6 grams of protein, right? But at the same time, we calorie count as well. So that's why we highly recommend that you do a replacement, not a supplement, a replacement of a meal which is calorie counted, giving you, because a lot of people that pick up weight also, for example, they do not have enough protein in their body. Start taking in protein. Notice a difference in the way you feel, your moods, different notice a difference. The way you look, your skin is the largest organ in your body. It needs protein. It's made up of protein. And it needs protein. You'll see the minute you start increasing your protein, automatically your skin starts glowing. Your skin starts, you know, your wrinkles start diminishing, for example. Simple, simple things. And yeah, that's basically it. Everything that takes place in our body is with regards to the food. What we put in is what we get out.
So basically what you are saying is that the protein that we take has to be taken throughout the day.
Yes.
In your five meals yes. that are set out
yes.
for you.
Yes, yes,
okay,
yes.
And of course you have to kind of count
okay.
it. And
I'm going to tell you what I do, right? Mm. So I take in the morning about 22 grams of protein.
Okay.
Right.
So how do you now work out that 22 grams?
Okay, now I do it in a supplement. I don't have time to sit and prepare this much chicken and this much whatever, all the protein and the nutrition that I need. So I do a replacement, a meal replacement,
okay.
right? So I know it has 9 grams of protein. My protein supplement has 9 grams of protein. And then I add added protein to it again. So another 7.5, and I do a 5.5. So I know 22 grams of protein is taken care of for me in the day, right? In breakfast. Then at around 10 o'clock, I would probably do like 2 eggs, for example. That would give me 12 grams of protein.
Okay.
Right? Every single day, I do it because it works for me. It's not hard and fast. But my lunch, for example, I'm on the run the entire day. I don't have time to sit and enjoy a lunch meal for half an hour, 45 minutes. So I do a supplement, a replacement, not a supplement, again, a meal replacement. And I know my calories are taken care of. I know my nutrition is taken care of. I know my protein is taken care of, which is about another 20 grams of protein. So between breakfast, lunch, and my snack, I'm looking at around 55 to 60 grams of protein already in the morning,
mm-hmm.
right? And then I do my afternoon snack with another 12 to 15 grams of protein, and the balance in the evening, I cover my protein every single day. And a lot of people that pick up weight, when we assess the amount of protein that they're having, they're not having enough. And then they starve themselves the whole day. And then when they open the fridge, whatever is coming in front of them is gone into the mouth. You are full. All in wrong choices of whatever is there. Some colors look nice to you. Sometimes the fizzy drinks look nice to you. And these are sugars that convert into fats in your body.
Mm.
But start doing protein properly and you will notice cravings are less.
Yes, I was going to say that. You stop craving.
You stop.
And, you know, it can be sitting right in front of you, all those goody things, and you'll just look at it and it wouldn't bother you
in
the least.
It won't bother you at the least. So by doing protein sustains, so let me give you the benefits of protein. Protein builds long, lean muscle.
Okay.
Protein burns body fat.
Mm-hmm.
Protein sustains you for longer. Right? So then people that do 3 meals a day, what happens? They do the one meal in the morning and then they say they're not hungry. Come by about 1 o'clock, they are starving. Right? Now, protein, like I think I did mention this one. I don't know if I mentioned
possibly.
It on this radio station or somewhere else. We take a bag of charcoal, for example. You can take that entire bag of charcoal and you could get the fire burning throughout the day. Or you could get the fire burning for 3 hours, but the fire is fierce, the fire is harsh. When you take that whole lot of the charcoal bag and you throw it in the fire, what happens? It starts burning, it's hot, the fire, and then it dies down just as quickly. But if you take your charcoal, you start off your fire in the morning. Every few hours, you add 3 to 4 blocks of pieces of charcoal to it. You can get that fire burning throughout till 5 o'clock a day. Exactly the same way like our bodies work. Start off with a protein-rich breakfast. 3 hours later, just add a little to it to keep the fires of your body burning. Again at lunch, have a little bit of a bigger protein meal. Again in the afternoon, again in the evening. So what happens? Instead of getting those V's, those deep V's up and down, you're getting gentle waves that's keeping your body sustained.
Mm-hmm.
Just a simple explanation.
Okay. So, well, that's a little bit about protein. What about fiber? Now, what is fiber? And, you know, how much of fiber does any person or adult possibly, since we're talking more about the adults here, how much of fiber does an adult need?
An adult basically needs between 25 to 38 grams of fiber daily. Some people say 25 to 30, some people say 25 to 38, but it depending on your size, it depending on everything, you know, lots of other factors.
Mm.
So a lot of people, fiber is so important, you need to marry it with water. I can tell you eat a lot of fiber, and if you don't marry it with water, have enough water, because there's two types of fibers. There's soluble fibers and there's insoluble fibers, right? Now, the soluble fiber, think of your things like rice, think of your things like oats, and things that when you boil this, what happens? It has a sticky sort of
yes.
So that is fiber, right? That is your soluble fiber. Then you get insoluble fiber, also like your vegetables and your fruits, some of your vegetables and fruits, where it creates that feeling of fullness, and also it helps with your digestive passages, for example. Now, you'll notice a lot of people these days, I don't know if you've come across people, but I come across them daily. They struggle with tummy, they struggle with IBS, they struggle with all these tummy conditions, right? Your nutrition is very, very, very important. For example, your fiber, over the years of wrong eating, if you look at your intestines, if you look at it under a microscope, you'll see there's like a fatty layer, and it's like hard, it's like a cement. So a lot of people are constipated simply because if you look at the intestines, the villi in your intestines are small microscopic substances, like finger-like things that needs to move and channel, move up and down, so your food is transported nicely and smoothly into your digestive system and out. So what happens, because over the years of wrong eating, your fiber doesn't, you're not having enough fiber, these little villi becomes hard. When they become hard, then it's not doing the function that it's supposed to do. So when we're eating the food, it's everything is settling in our tummy. Mm. When it's settling in our tummy, what happens? Bloatedness. You'll find most overweight people have a belly. These are the things that we need to be aware of. Your soluble fiber, do you have enough unsoluble fiber? But very quickly, I know we're running out of time, I have to explain this. If we are not doing a fiber supplement, a person that is eating the amount of fiber that a normal person eats every day, doing your salads, doing your vegetables, doing your fruits that you need to eat, the most you will get is only 15 grams of fiber in your body. Where is the balance of it coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Where? So that's why when people get onto our program, one of the biggest thing they notice is their tummies are working better. They're less constipated. You know, the cycle of your body is better because protein, fibers, your macronutrients, your micronutrients, everything is working in harmony in your body.
Okay, so just very quickly, you know, I'm sure everybody's going to say, okay, what, so, you know, where do we get the fiber in? How do we, I know you spoke about the supplement.
Yes,
but in foods,
foods you're looking at your lentils, right? Like a place of wicked mug, mung, green mung dal or something. A nice serving of that only gives you 6 grams of fiber. A plate-sized serving. So how much of fiber are we eating daily, right? So
definitely,
if you're eating
enough
salads, if you're eating lettuce, for example, also a good gram of a good source of fiber, you need to eat 100 grams of lettuce to get 6 grams of fiber in.
So you definitely do need the supplement.
You definitely do need the supplement. And you will notice it's not about losing weight, but because your body, everything is working in harmony, you start shedding all that unwanted weight and you start feeling better. The bloatedness feeling goes away because you're regular. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's very, very interesting. And you know, like you said, there's so much, unfortunately, there isn't much more time for us to continue. But Jazakallah khair for sharing all that information with us. If anybody would like to contact you, can you just share your number with us again?
My number is 083-648-5499. I'm going to repeat, 083-648-5499. You can WhatsApp me or you can send me a message and I will respond. I will call you. You can get me on Instagram at Nasima NASEEMA _ Laher LAHER _ wellness WELLNESS _ coach COAH. You'll get me on there. You'll get me on Facebook as well. Send me a message and I will respond.
Okay. Thank you so much, Nasima. I would like to ask you more, but unfortunately there isn't more time, but we have to end our program again.
Not a problem. Inshallah, next time.
Okay. Jazakallah khair for all that. I just love when you come in here and you know, you just give us that little extra boost so we can carry on with whatever we are doing. You know, I just love it, really, when you come in and share.
It's about making a difference. You can't believe what the message of nutrition, you can change people's lives. You know what, less doctors, we don't say you treat anything, but you feel better by eating properly, less illnesses, less downtime on your body, because you're feeding the body the what the body needs.
Mm. Definitely. Jazakallah. And those numbers are available. If you would like it, please just contact us at the radio station. We certainly will share it with you. So from us all, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.